Good morning, Brian of London here. Early for anyone in the UK. Wow, what a weekend of Tommy news, huh? I haven't spoken about Tommy Robinson for quite some time because he's been very, very quiet. And now we all know why. And what a big, what a big story you'd think. So if you haven't seen any of the videos I've been sharing, or lots of people have been sharing, basically Panorama, BBC News' top investigative journalism outlet, Panorama. It's the flagship programme of BBC News and Current Affairs. I mean, it's the pinnacle. It's the, I guess it's the 60 Minutes or whatever, the Americans. And it has a long, long history, multi-decade history. And they wanted to take down Tommy Robinson. And very interestingly, and this is in one snippet of one of the ones that Tommy's shared already, is his accusation that they had hope, not hate, sitting in on some of the interviews they were doing with sources for this show, which is very, very peculiar. Why? Hope Not Hate, for those of you who don't know. Hope Not Hate is, it is a, I guess you'd call it an NGO, a non-governmental organisation. And at times it has had government funding. It has also taken money from George Soros's Open Society. It is an ultra-far left hate organisation that basically goes after anyone who talks the truth about Islam and... you know, basically they are the militant social justice warriors of the UK, the Antifa. I mean, back in the day when the EDL were marching, it would always be Hope Not Hate organising the counter demonstrations, and then it would be the police putting the Hope Not Hate people near to the EDL so that bottles and bricks could be thrown and basically a fight could start out. Because what they were always looking for in the EDL days was a headline that said, "And violence broke out." They would never really be all that clear and detailed as to where the violence started or why the violence started, but the goal was always to have the headline and then violence broke out. And it's clear that Panorama and John Sweeney and his crew, the entire lot of them, they set out not to discover who Tommy Robinson is, because you can do that very well by listening to, you know, many hours of his speeches on YouTube. They don't want to know who, or reading his book, they don't want to know who Tommy Robinson is. They wanted to get him. They wanted to fix him. They wanted to get to destroy his reputation. So, though in their minds, and this is the interesting part, is they already think he's destroyed. They already think, this is the elites, the media elites, the government, the people who run Britain. They already think Tommy Robinson is worthless. They already think he's destroyed. They already think that anybody who doesn't believe that Tommy Robinson is a Nazi or a racist or all the other nonsense nonsense that's thrown at him, they already think that anybody who doesn't think like them, like the elites, is worthless anyway. But still, they need to make another drama, another so-called documentary, to keep hammering home, because everything else they're doing doesn't seem to be working. Tommy's popularity seems to grow and grow. He's now passed 1 million likes on Facebook. Facebook pages have got two different metrics. There's followers, who are sort of secret, and likes. Usually they're similar, but now his likes have even passed 1 million. He's been past 1 million followers for quite some time. And this is in the year when he was supposed to have gone to prison for the whole year, but you know, that backfired because the charges were false and illegal. So they'll throw Panorama, and they'll have Hope Not Hate, who've been attacking Tommy for a decade, sitting in on the production meetings, will they? And they'll try and find some disgruntled ex-employees or something like that, and they'll go after everyone. And they'll use all of the nasty, vicious, borderline illegal tactics that they know how to use. And they really do know how to use these. And I don't think I don't think how the media actually works in Britain has been revealed all that much. So what's coming from Tommy now is going to be shocking to them. The video that he put out late last night, which was him showing the undercover footage they have of this reporter, so-called journalist, just cussing out the working classes, calling them cannibals and Amazonians. What on earth? And from people from outer space. This is how they regard the working classes of Britain. And Labour, UK Labour, is now completely captured by an ultra far left, middle to upper middle class socialists and communists, actually. I mean, socialism is too light. You know, like this Ocasio-Cortez's document in America with her Green Deal. It's not a socialist document. It's communism. It's total, flat out, the state will take over and run everything. Corbyn is exactly the same. He wants the state to take over and run everything and just hand out other people's money because there are apparently enough billionaires to pay for it. Those are the people running the media. That's who's in charge of the Washington Post, the Guardian, the Independent. But the bit I wanted to actually talk about now. In the past, every time Tommy makes a video and puts it on YouTube, it gets coverage. Usually it gets big coverage in the British daily papers and the Sunday papers. Go on Google News right now, type in Tommy Robinson, and you won't find anything newer than about 3 or 4 weeks. You won't. There's nothing. There is total media silence. When you search for Panorama or Panorama or Tommy Robinson on Twitter, you see almost no blue check marks. In fact, I think the only two blue check marks tweeting about it that rise to the top of the searches that I did were Gerard Batten and Neil Hamilton, both from UKIP. So there is an absolute concerted media blackout on what Tommy is doing to Panorama. It's you can learn so much from what they're not telling you, because that's the power they think they still have. It's not even so much in how they twist a story, it's which stories they do not want you to know. And what that means for any of you watching my videos, you know, because I'm underground and small and whatever, is to share the living daylights out of anything Tommy's putting out. Share this video. Share anything that is bypassing what the mainstream media obviously do not want you to see. There is no way that this expose, that the undercover footage that Tommy's got and is going to release, isn't just about the biggest media story that Britain's had for years. Because they are finding out, you are going to find out what goes on in the background. And believe me, Tommy is not the only target. Everyone you've been led to believe is evil or deserves your hatred or deserves to be thrown in prison, you're going to have to think very, very carefully before you trust the mainstream sources on this. I'm not saying that everybody in Britain's a saint that the press have attacked, but I'm just telling you, you can't trust them. You can't trust any of them, not the Daily Mail, the Sun, the Guardian, none of them, the BBC especially. You can't trust them. You're going to have to find better sources. Find sources close to the stories that you're interested in. Find people who are obviously more interested and closer, because journalism, what used to be journalism 30, 40 years ago, if it even existed back then, I just don't really know. It's dead today. It's dead today. What Panorama were trying to do to Tommy was not to tell you an accurate portrayal of who he is and why he does what he does. No. If they came to him with no agenda, if they had no agenda and they went to Tommy and they did an interview with him, you'd get the truth. In fact, if you want to see what drives Tommy, go watch his speeches. Go watch the Oxford Union speech. Go watch the banned speech that he did shortly after that explains why he couldn't say certain things at the Oxford Union because of government persecution. Go watch any of that. That'll give you a better idea of who the man is than a panorama hit piece. You can't trust the media. You cannot trust them at all anymore. Give up. Look, my little part of the world is Israel. We had an absolutely horrific murder of a young girl just before the weekend. The details are embargoed. The details are all out there. I don't want to repeat them because I operate under the embargo of the Israeli media, because I know why. Because a very, very good friend of mine a few years ago, 8 years ago, she was attacked in a forest. Her name is Kay Wilson. She was macheted to within a very inch of her life, and her friend was murdered in front of her by two terrorists. Now, it turns out those two terrorists were caught within 3 days, but there was also a media blackout imposed in her case, and that media blackout helped catch the terrorists quickly. There's no doubt about it. I mean, I know the inside details from the security services. So when they tell me that there's a media blackout on details related to a case that happened this weekend, I'm absolutely fine with that. Our security services hopefully will catch the people. Unfortunately, we don't have the death penalty in this country. But all I'm saying to you is, you haven't heard this in the UK. You haven't heard about a brutal murder of a young girl, really. Because, you know, it's another Jew being killed. Doesn't matter to you. Your media is obsessed with the Palestinians. Everything that happens with them, you'll hear about. These are the same people that are going after Tommy Robinson. These are the same people that think the white working class in Britain, and the working class who are not white, all the working class, are Amazonians and cannibals and not fit to be mixed with. That's who is deciding for you what you should think and do. And they've decided that you should hate Israel and call us terrible names just for existing on our land. And you have to take now on advisement anything they say on any subject. Global warming. Whoa. What is the consensus? The BBC has decided that you can't even say that perhaps modelling of computer modelling of climate science is not a very good science. You're not allowed to say that on the BBC. Same BBC that is trying to destroy Tommy Robinson with invented stories or force people into bearing false witness against him. That's the BBC. And you're forced to pay for it. One of the best parts of leaving the UK 10 years ago was cancelling my standing debit for the BBC licence fee. That I do not miss. I do not miss paying that at all. I don't know how you do it if you live there. You know, because I can't advocate for you to stop paying the BBC license fee. I think that's a crime. But you really, politically, people in Britain should be agitating that they do not want to pay this tax to the BBC. Not when they regard you, not when their premier top journalist working for the most prestigious current affairs and news program regards the white working class as cannibals and people from outer space. You shouldn't stand for that. Anyway, I'm Brian of London. I'm driving toward my office on a Sunday morning because Sunday is the first working day of the week in Israel. We align our calendar slightly differently. Friday and Saturday are our weekend. Sunday, we're back to work. We are the Saturday people. Christians are the Sunday people. And that's just how it is. Anyway, I am greatly looking forward to whatever else is coming in the big reveal from Tommy Robinson. I think he's got a lot more footage. I mean, the sting operation that he revealed yesterday, showing that video of him with the BBC crew sitting around whilst he showed them the undercover footage. And this was all when they were coming to do a gotcha interview on him. Amazing. What can I say? The guy already is a legend. And bringing down the BBC, or severely damaging the BBC, would be a heck of an achievement for a lad from Luton who I followed a long time. Anyway, well done, Tommy. Glad you're back in the game, and see you soon.